Yes, so really it's an understatement about, I don't do public speaking. I have done it, but it's not my favorite thing to do. And when Shelley asked me, it was about 3 weeks ago, I was just sharing with her what some of the things that God had brought across my path. And she goes, oh, Mom, you got to share that. And I said, no, that's okay. You can share it. And she asked me, and I have learned that you need to be obedient. And all throughout God's word, he says, share. And talk about me. And I was, okay, Lord, okay. So anyway, first of all, though, I wanted to share a praise report because I know several of you have been praying for Sherry Lynn. She's our special needs daughter, for those that don't know, and she has had gout attacks since about February, I think, just on and off, random. Well, about 2 weeks ago, she woke up and she had it in her left hand, and she's left-handed, in her right foot. And we started her on the medicine, but nothing happened. And so we stopped, her hand turned around, but her foot did not. So she hasn't been able to walk for 2 weeks. And we started her back on the medication, and then still it just stayed. And a lot of pain. We had to help her in the bathroom, into bed, everything, in the wheelchair. So last night, she was still awake when I went in there. So I went in and prayed, and we speak the whole 101 healing scriptures over her. We have done that since they sent her home to die. It's been 2 years, November 2nd. And so I went in and she was giggly. I could tell there was a difference. But then this morning she got up, she walked all the way down the hall, and she's giggling all the way, signing, Jesus healed me. And I was very discouraged, though. Called Shelley, and I said, I'm fighting discouragement today, and I need to be doing this talk. And Sadie, my granddaughter, sent me this beautiful song. What's it called? By Hillsong. And he talks in there, if the miracle hasn't come, it must be on its way. And it was just what I needed for that day. And she said, I just want you to know, tell Auntie that I'm praying for her and that I love her and I'm praying for you and Papa. Well, that was like breakthrough for me. So I just wanted to let everybody know that before I get started. But yes, it was huge because 2 weeks and seeing your child, and she's so tiny, she's like a child. And she, to see her in pain and I can't fix it is heartbreaking, but God. So anyway, I was telling Shelley that recently I came across this survey that was done about people who read the Bible, and they took a lot of different people from all different walks of Christian life, and they found that people that read the Bible once or twice a week, there was no significant change in their lives. And they said, but 4 plus days, and there were significant changes. And I'll just tell you what they are. Discipling others jumped 230%. Sharing their faith with others jumped 200%. Feeling lonely dropped 30%, and it helped remove dark feelings, and actually their lives were kind of filled with joy, with hope, courage. Number 4, anger issues dropped by 32%. Watching pornography dropped 60%. Alcoholism dropped 57%. It was pretty obvious to this group that we're conducting the survey, that Jesus has the power, as Shelley has talked about, to transform our lives through the Word. And I don't know, I just started thinking back over my life, and I thought, you know, it's really interesting because I've been in church most of my life, lots of churches because my dad was in the Navy. So whatever church was close, my mom had four kids under six. We went to Baptist, we went to Methodist, Church of Christ, Assembly of God, all of them. But I was thinking about it and I thought, I don't ever remember being taught the importance of daily Bible reading, even consistent Bible reading. We were preached to, we memorized scriptures in Sunday school. All those things. I taught Bible studies. I was in Bible studies. I went to women's conferences. But throughout my life, in my early life, I don't ever remember. And then, there were times though in my life that, like most of you know, Shelley was diagnosed with cancerous tumor on her kidney when she was 6 weeks old. And we were in Hawaii all by ourselves, and Larry and I were very young parents, and so we were kind of overwhelmed. And we went, our pastor came, and we had a woman pastor, wonderful woman of God. She came and she said, I want you to go to the church and meet with the elders of the church, and I want you guys to pray. So we did, and we went and prayed for about an hour. And I went back to the hospital because I was staying at the hospital with her. And I went back in the room and I had to change her diaper. Well, immediately the devil said, look at the bulge on her stomach. It's still there. And I just thought, no. I'm not going to listen to you. So I had my Bible with me. I grabbed my Bible and just randomly opened it. And there it was. The prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise him up. Well, I put in her and I stood on that word. I shared it with Larry. It was James 5:15. And that was kind of a rhema word that first kind of hit me, like, there's something about this word. I was 21 at the time, and it stuck with me. And we pray that one over Sherry Lynn too. But just to actually be taught that about the word, it just wasn't there. And it, after I had seen this survey, I started think, am I doing that? It's clipped on my lanyard.
I'm gonna clip it a little higher.
Okay. Or on my collar.
Yeah, do you want to put on your collar?
Yeah, that's fine. Anyway, while she's saying that, I just started thinking about, what the Bible says after I was thinking about all the things that the Bible, and according to the Bible, there's many scriptures that we're told to be in the Word of God. And James 5:15-7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you want and it'll be given unto you. And I thought, well, that's a real good reason to be in the Bible. But there's several. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. Yep, there's another good key that if you're in the Word, you have strength to stay strong. And I love the one in Deuteronomy. Is remember these commands I give you, keep them in your hearts, write them down, tie them on your hands, wear them on your foreheads as a way to remember my laws. I think that's a great suggestion with how important the Word of God is. But there, I'm sure all of you have a verse that would pop into your mind that God has given you, like a rhema word or just something you've come across when you're reading and go, oh, I really like that. And you write it down or put it on your mirror or something. And I just thought, you know what? There's something to this. And I started thinking back when it changed in my life. I was about 30. And I went to a women's conference with a friend. I don't remember a lot about that conference. Honestly, I don't even know what church it was in today. But it was like a huge thing that stood out. It was Marilyn Hickey was the speaker, and I'd never heard her before. But she was talking about the importance of God's word in our life. And she said how important it was to be in the word daily, not just hit and miss or on Sunday when you go to church, you open your Bible. But she was talking about the importance. And she said that, you know, some days you'll be in the Bible and some, you know, just great things. You find all these scriptures and you're all excited. Other days we pick up the Bible and it's like, okay, this is kind of boring. She said, let's just be honest. There's some parts in there that are really boring. But she said, and especially she said, people will say, oh, don't read the Old Testament because it's so boring. I thought, what? Now I look back in my old Bible, which I've had for years, every chapter in the Old Testament I have underlined. Every single chapter. I thought, what? I didn't even know that. But when I was thinking about this, I thought, wow, you can find, and that's what she said. If you skip over and just read certain portions of the Bible, you can miss something that God, a little nugget in there, a little gem that you would not necessarily see in the midst of Numbers and all those numbers. I thought, I don't think I would have one in Numbers. But lo and behold, there was a scripture underlined. And anyway, she was saying, you just keep reading, even if you don't see anything relevant for that day. You know, she said, just keep reading. And then she said something that really stuck with me and made all of this make sense to me. My grandma and my mom were canners. And so she said, look at this as though when you're reading, and even though it's not relevant that day, as you're canning the Word of God in your heart. And she said, that the Holy Spirit would bring it to you at a time when you would need it. And she said, it's just like when you can peaches in the summer. And I can remember helping my mom and my grandma, and what a drag that was, peeling all those. And it's a lot of work, but boy, did they taste good in the winter. My mom would pull them out and make a peach cobbler. She also did blackberries. She canned blackberries, and it was like heaven on earth when she would make her blackberry cobbler in the cold wintry night. She said it's the same way. God cans that. As you read, it's canned in your heart. And she said, on a dark, dreary, challenging day in your life, God can quicken that scripture and bring peace. He can bring, just comfort out of something that you've read in those long days. And she said, the other thing she kind of connected it with was, just like I remember my mom, she used to share it. And in the winter, she'd give it sometimes. We didn't have a lot of money. She would give some of those things as gifts for Christmas. And so she would share that. And it made me remember, I was praying for one of my friends a couple of weeks ago that has cancer. And while I was praying for her, one of the words that I had read in my devotions a few days before popped into my mind. And I felt like the Lord said, send that to her today. So I did. I went straight and texted it to her and told her I was thinking about her and praying for her, and this scripture came to me. And I'll read you what she said. She said, I'm smiling big right now because I felt like the Lord directed me to this scripture last week. And there you are with the same scripture. I love how God does that. Thank you for sharing that with me today. So we never know what word that we're canning in our hearts might not be for us that day, but it may be for somebody else that God puts on our hearts. And so I would encourage you I'm sure most all of you have that time, but if you don't, there's so many things God can do, can use that scripture, and not necessarily for you, but maybe somebody else. And what I started doing a few years ago is I would pray, Lord, show me if there's someone that needs this word, just nudge me, let me know, and then I try to be obedient and send off a text or an email to somebody, and it's been very great. But since that conference, it's been about over 40 years ago now, I've learned to have such a love for the Word of God. I don't know how people can live without His Word, because it means so much to me. So I'm always trying to figure out new ways to get the Word into my life. And I loved when Shelly did the little 3x5 cards. I think we've done it a few times here on the key ring. And mine's tattered because I keep adding to it, and then I carry it in my purse. And so, but it's just kind of great to look back through those scriptures. And I do the same thing. I keep my old tattered Bible because I love to go back and look what was important to me that day. And sometimes in the margin, I wrote why it was important. Sherry Lynn, when Sherry Lynn was born in intensive care for 2.5 months, I have scriptures all through there that different people sent to me the same way from their canned word, and words that God gave me. And her scripture is, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And so we continue to hang on to that. Well, I love all that stuff looking back, but I think it was in August or September, I had gotten a message from one of our foster sons, and so I clicked on Facebook to get it, and right at the very top was this post from a friend of a friend. I don't really know her personally. She just friended me because she was my friend's friend. And so there's this post about scripture writing. And she had, September was on encouragement. And I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. So I was reading it, and it said, you write out the scripture, and then underneath it, you write why, what it means to you. And I thought, well, that's really a simple thing. I might try that. So I thought, well, I'm going to pick a different time than my devotion time. It's usually early in the morning. So I thought it'd be kind of nice to do it in the afternoon or early evening. And I started on September 1st, and I was pleasantly surprised because I thought it's just a simple little thing. But it was very meaningful. It's just sitting there. And what I found myself doing is looking up in other translations to see which one I liked best, and just sitting there thinking about it. And some of them, the scriptures, I'm like, I don't really know what that means. I had to think about it. And, you know, and if you have to cheat and go to Google to see what somebody else thinks about it, there's always that one. But I try to personalize what does it really mean to me? And I called Shelly and I said, I can't believe how much I'm enjoying this and just what it has meant to me to be able to, you know, just write this out and sit there and meditate on it. And I just thought, you know what? It's another really great way to get God's word into your heart. In fact, the scripture that I sent to my friend was one of the scriptures from my scripture writing. And I just thought, okay, that's another way to can some word in there. And so Shelley said, share this because I think that would be a really cool thing to do. So I went through and I thought, I think I'm going to do it on peace because that's what this conference is all about. And just because of where our world is at, and there's so many people I talk to, even Christians, that are so fearful about what's going to happen with this election. And, you know, you hear all kinds of stuff that there's going to be riots again, there's going to be shortages and groceries and this and that. And I thought, I think we all could use a dose of peace. So I sat down, I went and looked at hers, and it's like, I just felt like God said, no, I want you to find the scripture. So I just started searching out. I knew some that just came to my mind right off, the one Shelley, her verse on there. And but I started, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to write them all. I want to do it myself to make sure. So I did the same thing, and I looked at all different translations and wrote them all out. And I just thought, okay, this is the second one. That was the second one I've done, and I just thought, I love this. I just love it. So Shelley had asked me to share, and I don't know if it'll bless you like it's blessed me, but I didn't expect it. Such a simple thing could be so meaningful. But my prayer is that all of us, with God's help, can get more into the Word so our lives can be transformed by His Word. And so Shelley's going to tell you, she has the little handouts on peace, and all it has is like day 1 through day 30 for November 1st. And she came up with this little thing here, and she'll explain what
when
the
you
insides
said you
are.
Prayed 101 prayers before God. Do you actually mean you prayed 101
verses? We have 101 Bible verses, and I can do it in like 5 minutes. When we first started, Shelley told me about it when Sherilyn was in the hospital. We started 2 years ago. 2 years ago today, they did the surgery that almost killed her. And so Shelley stayed with her at night so we could come home and sleep because she was at OHSU. And so she had heard, I think Kenneth Copeland was on YouTube, but it takes him a long time, huh?
It's
20 minutes. And I just thought, I found it online, and so I just read it. Well, I know most after 2 years, I can do it. And so we just speak those over her every night because she doesn't hear. She's hearing impaired. But it's us speaking it that builds our faith. And so we've had really good times this 2 years, but we've had some very challenging times that we could not have made it without God's word. There's her oxygen, which is another wonderful praise report. From January, she started needing oxygen. They sent us home with oxygen, but she started needing oxygen again every single day. She'd get up in the morning and then before she went to bed at night. But did I tell you, it's been almost a month ago now, she hasn't had oxygen at all. Every time I put the oximeter on, it's usually higher than mine. It's 98 to 100. And which is a miracle because she's, yes, because she has a heart-lung issue, and but she is a joy to everyone that meets her, and she prays, and she has strong faith,
yeah.
So, anyway.